everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live right here on WWCR Around the World. Glad to have you aboard with us tonight. Got a great program, part two of Before I Am That I Am. Hallelujah. We're going into this special part tonight on the book. You know, it's written in the book, Praise Yahweh, and the book is the most important thing that we have to go on. You know, the Bible says that there was a book of remembrance written for them that thought upon Yahweh and that loved him and thought upon his name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is of evident and most important fact that when Moses, as it's recorded in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 19, when Moses had spoken every precept, the Bible said line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. In other words, rightly dividing, putting the Bible in this code that it's written in, here a little and there a little. You see, ladies and gentlemen, most people just want to go from chapter to chapter. You know, the most boring thing that I have ever seen is listen to these preachers when they get some of them on television. They'll take a text and then they'll open up a chapter, just like that chapter is very important to link the mysteries up, and that's not the way you do it. The Bible said line upon line, but a precept upon precept, with here a little you pick out a truth. The Father has sifted the scriptures into the book, and this is a book of life. Now, notice this. In Revelation chapter 10, and I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. Oh my, what a promise. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up. Unless you eat his flesh and drink his blood, you have no life in him. And I took it and ate it, and it made my belly very bitter, but it was sweet in my mouth as honey. Revelation 10, verse 9. Notice this. Moses took the book, and he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled. Listen to this now. And sprinkled the book. Oh, what was that book? Oh, my. It was the book of life, for everyone found written in the book of life. Now, notice what Revelation chapter 13, verse 8 says. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship the beast, who has been deceived by the false prophet, and the lying scribes. They shall deceive those whose names are not written in the book of life, slain from the foundation of the world. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, the book's very important. Notice, Moses sprinkled the book. Oh, what a testimony. And when the word came, remember, it is written in the volume of the book. Hebrews 10, verse 7. Listen to me as I read. Then said I, who said it? Well, the Messiah, Yahweh, and a flesh body said, it is written, lo, I come, the prophecies from the old, that a redeemer, not the blood of a goat, not the blood of a bull, or not the blood of a calf, but the blood of the Lamb. Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O Yahweh. Revelation chapter 1. And I said, I am Alpha Omega. That is the Greek A to the end, the first and the last. What you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches. Ladies and gentlemen, this book was shared, his body. It is the living word, not the written word. so much as the living word in you. My sheep hear my voice. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Listen, Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book. Now, ladies and gentlemen, something's got something in it. This book that was written, when was this book written? Oh, my. Well, let me tell you the great mystery of what we're talking about. Before the world was, I am. Before the world was, if you're his sheep, you were with him from the foundation of the world. Your name. You think Yahweh is going to give up one of his sheep, a father that is willing to save? Not one shall perish. All of Israel shall be saved. Who's Israel? The promised people, the covenant, the chosen ones, ladies and gentlemen, whose names were on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world, and all of those who are not on the book will worship the devil and the beast and the false prophet. Now, ladies and gentlemen, was your name on that Lamb's book when you went down to the altar and you prayed and they put your name on the church book? You see, ladies and gentlemen, the church book, oh, I know them that say they love Yahweh, but they are more interested in Christmas. Oh, we just got through the pagan Saturnalia day. But a sheep will not hear that voice. That's the voice of the harlan. When the truth comes, the harlan will flee. Ladies and gentlemen, this truth will stand on the day that you have to face him and look into his burning eyes. And John said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to know which one's the right and which one's the left. John 10, 28 describes it perfectly. Christ said, no man is able to pluck my sheep. You may think, ladies and gentlemen, that you have the power, or the church has the power, to send one of Yahweh's sheep to hell because he won't come up to a church and put his name on their book. Ladies and gentlemen, a true sheep knows that he was called from the foundation. Listen at Revelation chapter 3. He that overcometh. What do you got to overcome? The tradition of the world. You got to overcome a way that seems right. You got to overcome the falsehood, the lies, and the deception of the tradition of the world. Oh, him that overcometh shall be clothed in a white raiment. And I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Matthew 25:31 said, when the Son of Man comes in all his glory. Here's your right hand, left hand. Christ said, no man is able to pluck him out of my hand, and no man is able to pluck him out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Boy, he got in trouble for saying that. And you'll get in trouble with the world and the churchianity people who profess that they're so righteous and so good. Let no man spoil you with their vain deceit. Oh, they talk great swelling words of admiration come out of their mouth, and with smooth speech and enticing words they would deceive the very elect. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to overcome the deception, and we overcome. He that overcometh shall be clothed in white raiment. You reckon, ladies and gentlemen, that the grave would soil the white garment of the inward man? The inward man, ladies and gentlemen, will never lay down in a muddy, cold, dark, damp hole called the grave. The Creator is not the God of the dead. When that outward man dies, that's the end of his journey. But after that's gone, oh yeah, hallelujah, all live on. Revelations 5:7, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Now, it says that the Son was on the right hand. Now, which side of the hand of the Creator? Not the Creators. You see, ladies and gentlemen, everybody wants to believe that there's a Father sitting up there in a personal body, just like they're carnal, fleshly people, and then there's the Son standing on his right hand. The right hand is an expression, enigmatic expression, where it expresses that he, Yahweh, according to Colossians 1:15, he fills the fullness of the Godhead. Colossians 1:15. He fills, in other words, the volume of the Godhead is in that resurrected body that saw no contamination. Death couldn't hold him in the ground. Praise the mighty hand of Yahweh. Death cannot hold someone that is alive. And Christ said, I am the resurrection. Listen at it. Revelation 5 and 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain. Ladies and gentlemen, he had to be slain to take the book out of the hands of the thief, Satan, who had power of attorney under the law of Moses to accuse the brethren. Not one voice will rise against you in judgment to judge you. If your name's on the Lamb's book and your name is called at that day, and ladies and gentlemen, that day is when death strikes the flesh man. I told you that the inward man goes back to Yahweh and the flesh man goes back to the grave. Well, everybody thinks that the body is going to lay in the tomb. The flesh is already entombed. It's already a prisoner of the flesh body. And the flesh man is always taking the spirit where it would not go, doing things that the spirit wouldn't do, saying things that the spirit wouldn't say, thinking things that the spirit wouldn't think. The Bible says to be perfect and make sure your sins find you out. For God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. If your name's on the Lamb's book, you'll reap eternal life. If it's not, you will reap eternal death. And there's not a resurrection for the dead man. Your dead body, your flesh body, will never resurrect. You can forget that. Listen to this. Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals, for thou hast slain and hast redeemed us from out of every tribe. It says nation here, that is the 12 tribes. Did you know that it is the 12 tribe nation that's going to be sitting on 12 thrones? And this throne is seen in the book of Revelations in chapter 21. And it also states that there were 12 gates into the city. What's those gates for? The world? No. If you were of the world would love you. But because it has chosen, he has chosen you out of the world, and you've eaten the book. What is the book, ladies and gentlemen? What is this book that you must eat? Remember, I told you that Christ told his disciples, I have meat to eat that you know not of. That was the book of life. That was what he was seeing. And that's what he was talking about. They thought he was talking about the physical food he had, a storage place somewhere. And when he had taken, this is Revelation 5 and 8, and when he had taken the book, out of the right hand of him that sat upon the, how would you like to walk right up to the throne, and you're going to expect to see two or three standing there in the Godhead that you've been taught by the false, corrupt teaching of the whore of Revelation 17, need I say more, that have deceived, folks, if you don't know who the Son was, it is evident, according to the 11th chapter of the book of Matthew, that you will not know who the Father is. If you don't know who the Father is, it's evident that you will not know the Son. But if the Son introduces you to the Father, the book of John says, all that will ever learn who the Son is comes to the Father. Oh, my. And they took the book out of the hand of him that sat upon the throne, and the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of incense, which is the prayers of the saints. Don't quit praying, folks. Don't quit pressing. Keep on looking up and keep on keeping on. For it is not to them that turn back. The Bible says, of them that turn back, they are not fit for the kingdom of Yah. You know what? Because many are called and few are chosen. And no man in heaven nor in earth. No man in heaven and earth. Ladies and gentlemen, the book came out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. When the Son of Man comes, listen to me in Matthew 25:31, as we quote it, when the Son of Man comes with all of his, not their, all of his holy angels, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. You better put him on the throne. You want him on the right and the left, or up or down, in or out. Look at him as the Godhead of a carnal mind. You better get a spiritual mind, because that same Yahweh that came to the earth and incarnated into a flesh body, never to die again. He's got that same body he walked here that he possessed from the earth. You're going to have a prototype of it, because your body sees corruption when it died, and therefore it needs a new body. You say, well, I know I'll get that in resurrection. He is the resurrection. And as soon as you die, you obtain a body, a crown that is laid up for you, a new body, likened unto his glorious body. And he took the book, and they sung a new song. And in his hand a little book, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth, in Revelations chapter 10, verse 2. And the voice that I heard from heaven said unto me, go take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and the earth. And I went unto the angel and said, give me the book. And he said, take it and eat it. This is the message to those who are eternal beings upon the earth. You must eat the book of life. You must believe the book of life. The Bible said, for those that loved Yahweh and thought upon his name, a book of remembrance. Oh my, what comfort. How long I have studied the word to crack the code. We got these Bible code people. Now, you go on the internet, you'll find the internet full of these Bible code people that bring out the code after the fact. None of them prophesy before the fact. They always prophesy after the fact. That's not a code. That is a deception. And the people that are doing this are deceivers. The code is broken not by some computer expert. The code of the scriptures is broken just exactly like Yahweh said in the book of Exodus chapter 19. He said, I will not reveal anything to anybody except to my prophets. Here, ladies and gentlemen, one of Yahweh's prophets with an 8th grade education that barely knows how to turn a computer on has been given the mysteries to the kingdom to the point that I can preach with satisfaction that he's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. If you don't know him, if you're waiting on mama from the graveyard, mama might not make the show. If you're waiting on daddy from the graveyard, daddy might not appear. If you don't have the knowledge that was given to the saints, oh, you better get in the book. Take it and eat it. It'll be sweet in your mouth. Oh, how these false prophets that get these people in these graveyard churches, They teach a doctrine that seems right and appeals to the carnal flesh man. And these people that's parked their brains in the foyers, been dumbed down through the tradition of Easter, Christmas, and all these other pagan fish god holidays of the Roman Saturnalia Church. A whore. A fornicating whore. Oh, my. You better get the book. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get the book and eat it, the world will hate you for his name. Know how proud I am of men and women that will take the abuse and the persecution and will honor the contract that you must have enough grit and backbone to be hated by the people of the world, although they're hollering sweet Jesus and hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get the right book understanding in your mouth, you will say, how great is Yahweh. From the beginning of time, he went out and he went in. He's Alpha Omega. He's Aleph and Toph. He's the first and the last, and no Savior beside him. Oh, yes. Revelations in chapter 13, listen to me as I read in verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship the beast. What is the beast, ladies and gentlemen? It is a denominational system created by the whore that worshipped a pagan name that rejected the true name of Yahweh. And her little harlots that hated the whore, they spread out all over the earth and call themselves the first this and the second that. Ladies and gentlemen, the only way you're going to be first is to eat the book and confess the name of Yahweh and get your sins remitted in that name. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby that you can get salvation. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life. When was it written, Pastor Buddy? Oh, just as soon as I went down there, they gave me a card, and I'm a card-carrying church-affiliated, first this and second that. Oh, my, how these deceivers love to deceive you. When you were chosen from the foundation of the world with your name wrote before you ever come. Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 4. Jeremiah, before I formed you in the belly of your mama, I knew you. Pre-existing. Jeremiah pre-existed with his name on the Lamb's book. Does Yahweh know them that are his? Of course he does. Are their names on the Lamb's book? When? When they joined the first this and then the second that. And Pastor Buddy, glory to God, shouldn't I? How deceiving and how holy these unrighteous and unholy demons of hell who have corrupted and made you two-four more the child of hell than you were to begin with. If you get the truth and get the message, you come out of her, my people, and the quicker you come out and wash yourself in the great magnanimous name of Yahweh and get you an understanding and be a man and a woman. It takes both a man and a woman. They got to be a man. What is a man? A man that will hazard his life. A man that will take the abuse. A man that will suffer for the great name of Yahweh. A woman that will take the community abuse and be spoken evil of by the so-called. That's usually the church. Oh, how they hate you when you turn against their tradition. Oh, my. Yes, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life. Remember, the angel said, take it and eat it. What is the book of life? It is the revelation of truth. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a hard pill to break away from tradition. Oh, the warm comfort zone of tradition. How sweet it is to love the pats on the back and the accolades. Oh, this is a great preacher. Oh, my pastor told me to watch you, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God, because he heard you on the radio, and he says that you don't have the spirit of the Holy Ghost. I certainly do not have the spirit of Santa Claus. I certainly do not have the spirit of the Saturnalia church and the great whore that brought in a false and a polluted name of Jesus. I do not have that. That preacher is right. But I do, and I will, and I have, and I shall continue to preach the great rejected name that didn't make it into the New Testament. But a sheep will hear his voice. It is prophesied, lo, I come in the volume of the book. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelations 21 and 7, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles. Saturnalia. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, Pastor Buddy, listen to the Seventh-day Adventist. So they think they've got it all figured out. They teach that the whore church is Revelation chapter 17. And that what made her a whore, that she changed the Sabbath from Sunday to Saturday. What idiotic nonsense. When the Sabbath is neither Saturday or Sunday. The Sabbath was a set of principles by the divine covenant of the host of heaven, declaring the signs from Revelations back to Genesis 1:14, where it declared that Yahweh placed the two great lights, one in the heavens as the sun, and one for the night, for times and seasons, times and seasons. Oh, but Pastor Buddy, that old whore church, she changed the Sabbath from Sunday, glory to God, and they're going to start a national Sunday law, and they're going to make you go to church on Sunday. I don't think so. I ain't going to the church no way, Saturday or Sunday, or Monday or Tuesday, or Wednesday or Thursday, but I will be here in the streets crying against those in those bell box temples with the great name of Yahweh, with the Lamb's book in my life. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I've already overcome. I don't have to overcome. I've already overcome. Oh, yes. There shall no wise enter anything that defiles, neither whosoever worketh an abomination or maketh a lie. Oh, listen to that, ladies and gentlemen. And the denominational church system is full of lies. Their pastors are liars. Slow bellies. Heady and high-minded. Smooth speech and enticing words. Seem right. Oh, glory to God, I'm bleeding this all of my life. Glory to God, and I wouldn't change, honey. You couldn't take dynamite and blow me out of what I believe about that Bible. Glory to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you one thing. A fool will never change his mind, but a wise man will. Remember that. Whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's book was cast into the lake of fire. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll change for the sake of truth. You say, well, Pastor Bunny, if you change, you didn't have it right to start with. Very few people ever do get it right to start with. You were born and shapen in sin. When you come in here, you're as blind as a bat. Unless Yahweh opens your eyes that you can see, you'll remain in the congregation of the dead. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to pause right here for our theme song tonight by Brother Ben out of the great state of Texas with my favorite song.
I got no internet, no telephone. Well, I'm a hurt by choice, you see. And Babylon don't bother me, no. Yeah. better do it for the great goose down. Well, my depression ain't just laid low. Well, just in case you own a white boy, I know, yeah. The ammunition, it won't last long. It's in the Bible, and it's my goal. Come out, the people, it's what I hear.
Oh, praise Yahweh, Brother Ben. Great song, praise Yahweh. Written by Brother Ben of the great estate of Texas. John, chapter 15, verse 16. Listen to it. You've heard the old saying, well, I found Jesus. Glory to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't know he was lost. Did you? Did you really find him? Or did Yahweh find you? Listen, listen, listen. The Bible is very plain, ladies and gentlemen. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. I have ordained you. Where did he ordain Jeremiah from? According to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Jeremiah, I've ordained you. I've called you before the foundation of the world. Before you ever came into your mother's womb, I knew you. John 15, listen as we read in verse 19. If you were of the world, here's why the world hates you, ladies and gentlemen. And the Bible said that you will be evil spoken of by the so-called, not the men of the faith, not the man that's eaten from the table of life and have swallowed the book of life. You shall be hated of the world. The world would love you if you were of the world. Let me tell you something. You come out of the Bell Box Church, you are a good fella until you come out. But once you come out, the devil will hate you and talk about you with a spirit of indifference, because if you are of the world will love you, but since you have not, the world will hate you. Why? Because I have chosen you out of the world. I have chosen you. And ladies and gentlemen, unless Yahweh chooses you, you ain't going where he's at. Let's go back to the book of Genesis for just a moment. We find that there's two babies in the womb. Before they ever come out of the belly of Rebekah, we have one baby on one side named Jacob. In the womb, on the other side, is a baby that will be named Esau. And did you know that Yahweh, before they ever got saved by the church, before they ever cried mama or daddy, did you know that Yahweh loved one of those children and hated the other one? Now, let me ask you a question. What good would it be for the preachers to promise Esau salvation? And Esau was a wealthy man. He could get in any church congregation today that I know of or I've ever been to. The church would accept him in readily. If he come in wearing his three-piece business suit and his gay clothing and his pocketbook open and his brain parked in the foyer where it was before he was ever born, Esau was a devil. You tell me that the devil can be saved, or any of his children, and I'm going to call you just exactly what you are. You a liar, and the truth ain't in you. Until the day that the Messiah was taken up, but because you are not the world, but because I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. And Yahweh chose you. If he chose you and his life book is in you, it was in Jeremiah. It was in Jacob. It was in Abraham and Isaac. it was in the 12 sons that Yahweh chose before the foundation. Lord, you are a holy people unto Yahweh. Yahweh hath not chosen you to be a many people, but Yahweh has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all the people that are upon the face of the earth. For thou art a holy people unto Yahweh. Yahweh hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all of the peoples that are upon the earth. That sounds like a prejudiced Yahweh to me. I'm satisfied with it because I have drank from the fountain. I have eaten the living word. Ladies and gentlemen, Acts 15, and it pleased the apostles and elders and the whole church to send chosen men. Did you know that Paul, called Saul, who was giving out threatenings, carrying warrants in his pockets, arresting everyone that called on the name of Yahweh, not the name of Jesus. Paul had never heard of the name of Jesus outside the Zeus name that was worshipped in the Roman Empire. If you don't believe that, you need to go to the 14th chapter of the book of Acts and read what Paul did when the priest of Zeus came out to offer a sacrifice in honor of Paul when he came down and did a notable deed among those heathen. Ladies and gentlemen, it is recorded right there that they were worshiping Zeus in the 14th chapter. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh has chosen you according to Ephesians in chapter 1. Listen to this now. Verse 4. Yahweh hath chosen according as he hath chosen. Now, let me explain that. Yahweh chooses some people and rejects other people. You say, now, Pastor Buddy, glory God. Now, God don't have no respect to persons. Everybody will come up and confess him's going to be saved. You can't get saved unless your name's on the Lamb's book. If your name ain't there, Yahweh knew this from the very beginning. He knows who the devil is. He knows who the seed is. But according as he has chosen us, when, Pastor Buddy? Down at the altar? At the bell box? Uh-uh. According as he has chosen us, Ephesians 1 and 4, in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Oh, my. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, but we are bound to give thanks always to Yahweh for you, brethren, beloved of Yahweh, because Yahweh hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. My sheep will hear the truth. Paul said, what is it? He didn't get it. Herod wanted to see the miracle. He didn't see one. This is for your eyes only if you're a sheep. They have eyes to see and they won't see because Yahweh has blinded them. Now, Yahweh has blinded them that they can't see. Yahweh has stopped the ears of these demonic demons. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, glory to God. I just believe that anybody can be saved, that you can chase, drag, and pull up to the pulpit. Well, of course, that is a very popular doctrine. Pastor Buddy could preach that, and I could fill a church anywhere in the country up with people as long as the shouting is going on. But don't let shouting deceive you. Oh, I know, I felt the Spirit there, glory to God. They felt the Spirit down there when Aaron took the people and made them something to shout about. And here come the living word off the mountain and give them something to stop their mouth and shut up their mouth. And the Bible says this gospel will stop every mouth. Oh, my. You say, Pastor Buddy, for when we do good, you know, God is going to accept us in to the kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that Job said, thine eyes did see my substance. This is David quoting from the book of Job. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. Ladies and gentlemen, there's none perfect. You didn't get chosen because you went down and you did some good, marvelous work. You got chosen before the foundation of the world. David was chosen, yet he killed a man to get a woman. Oh, you say, well, Pastor, but he got reprimanded for that. Yes, he did. Yes, he got reprimanded very well. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? The seed didn't come from that first baby. That seed didn't come from the second baby. But the righteous seed of Christ came through the third one, and you can believe that. If you want to go to the scriptures and check it out, give me a call, and we'll tell you that it's not by works, lest any man should boast. But if you've got Yahweh, you will have works, but the world won't recognize them. Here's the Messiah. He did all kinds of miracles and all kinds of signs, and they still call him a glutter and a wine bibber, an insane maniac. You know why? Because he made himself Yahweh, being unperfect, and in thy book, oh my, Psalms 139, verse 16, yet in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Oh, my. David was made exactly like Yahweh made him. And David did just exactly like Yahweh wanted him to do. His steps were ordered before the foundation of the world. And David was a man after Yahweh's own heart. Now, if you get that kind of love from the king, I don't care what the people say about you. And they were ready to stone him several times. Don't worry about what the people think. I could care less. It's what Yahweh thinks about you. It's what Yahweh knows about you. It's what you see that is written in the book. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, and there was those found that were written in the book. And the Bible said, I saw the souls of them that were beheaded out of the great tribulation. Of Matthew chapter 2, when Herod slew all of the young children from 2 years old under. And ladies and gentlemen, they weren't laying in the graveyard when they died. Because the Bible said that they cried and said, how long, Yahweh, do you not avenge our blood? And listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, what wonderful promises. And the scripture says, and they said unto the angels, grant them white robes. And the Bible said they were all given white robes to put on their bodies. What body did they put it on? The inward man, who don't have to grow up from a baby. They had bodies glorified, resurrected at the moment of death to the assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to Yahweh, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn, oh my, who was that firstborn? In Yahweh's case, the firstborn that came out of the womb of Eve was Abel, slain from the foundation of the devil, took his blood and drained it from his body. And cannibalized his flesh. these blood-drinking demons of hell, these reptilian shape-shifting demons, there is a reward for them. And ladies and gentlemen, did you know that that reward is before the wicked? That they shall inherit a whirlwind. And the righteous whom he said, Father, all that you gave me, that I come down here to rescue in the earth, I have lost none except the son of perdition. As it is written in the book, he was a devil from the very beginning. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that most everybody in the Christian church age today will tell you that anybody can get saved? They don't exclude Cain, any of his children. They don't exclude Esau. They don't exclude these lying demons that put on three-piece business suits and look holy just because they wear a white shirt with a tie on it. And they look good, don't make them good. Elijah, the Tishbite, that I mentioned in chapter 1 of the beginning of our series on Before the World Was I Am. And the Bible says, if you do not believe that I am, the causative verb to be Hayah, Eliasher Hayah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will not wear that name, it is certain that you're not his child. It said the wise will understand, but the wicked who are being deceived, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost baptism by the whore church. Listen to me well. Matthew 28:19. The command was for them to baptize in the name of the Father, not saying Father, but the name of the Father. What is the name of the Father and the name of the Son? Proverbs 30:4 will tell you. Hey, you got to have some wisdom to discern who it is. Do you know? The Father's name was recorded in the book from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 14. And from that day, men begin to call upon the name of Yahweh. And then we get to the New Testament and we get a different name invoked and inserted by the lion church of the whore Saturnalia. And she is the most wicked, although she looks beautiful. John saw her and he admired her beauty. How beautiful she looked. How holy she looked. Was she holy? Everything that sparkle is not a diamond, and everything that looks like gold is not. You can buy a fool's gold from the harlot church, whose name is certainly not on the Lamb's book. She's full of ever filthy abomination, and she is nothing but a fornicator that has hatched up a demonic plot of Trinitarianism. When the scriptures and the house of Israel, not the house of the Jews, that is some of the most idiotic crap that I've ever heard coming out of these deceived bellbox church people. Oh, now God said that the Jews was a chosen people, glory to God, and we're all Gentiles. That is asinine. Ladies and gentlemen, there are 13 tribes and Judah is only one. Would to Yahweh that they could come up to speed and get some understanding. What is this understanding that they need, Pastor Buddy? I save. What is this understanding, Pastor Buddy? To unplug the ears of tradition. The Bible said, repent, come out of her, and I'll receive you. All you got to do is repent. If you're a bona fide Israelite, is to get in to the name of the Father. What is the name of the Father? Matthew 28:19 said to be baptized, not saying Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. How was you baptized, ladies and gentlemen? You want to be deceived? Are you going to stand up before him and say, well, Lord, I was baptized in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He's going to say, well, who was the Father? Who was the Son? $64 question is right now. Not, don't wait until you're judged unworthy. Prove yourself worthy right now by putting on the name. And if you won't wear his name, I'm closing it out, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to get off of here. Let's go to Revelation chapter 22 and verse 4. And tonight, part 2 of Before the World Was I you an eternal being, or are you a temporary being? Are you belonging to the resurrection of the dead, or are you belonging to the resurrection, the spirit of Yahweh, of the living? That's the $64 question. Revelation 22:4, and I saw those saints enter into the city with 12 gates, with the names of the 12 apostles. Oh my, what a beautiful place. Didn't see nobody there from Timbuktu. I saw people there from the 12 tribes of Israel. That's the only ones that the Bible described that he come to get. Go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I know this is a tough message, and I know that I'm an arrogant and a hateful preacher, but I'll guarantee you this much. You will hug me in the day of the great gathering as we go into the city if I have ministered to you and caused you to repent and to take on the mighty, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. You'll praise me tonight. You're have my message, part two of Before I Am with Pastor Buddy tonight. Just write me, Post Office Box 2284. Now that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Now let me give it to you again. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You like to call me tonight? I'm live on December, or wait a minute, I'm January the 6th already, ladies and gentlemen. Janus, the great god Janus by the Roman calendar. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, how we've been deceived by the great whore of Saturnalia. Boy, the one is coming on that horse that the brothers singing about. He's a white horse man. But remember, they was a white horse of the Antichrist. That's somebody that won't have Yahweh. That'll take anything else that you can drag, chase, and pull to the altar. Save it, open their pocketbook, and park their brain in a foyer. You can call me. Area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. My message been hard tonight. I hope and trust that your wounds will heal. I've got salt for them. If you've got any salt in your spirit, I pray for you to stand up and be a man or a woman and confess the great name of Yahweh, and repent, and be baptized by a Holy Ghost preacher that loves you good enough to tell you the truth. You may hate him here upon the earth. He may wound you and cut you. But beware of the prophets that won't bring blood. Ladies and gentlemen, in that day that you go through the beautiful gate, in the great name of Yahweh written in your forehead, you'll shout hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Buddy, for the truth. A hard saying, and who can hear it? Ladies and gentlemen, one of these days, we'll cross the great divine. We'll enter into the city that's got 12 gates with the 12 tribes of Israel. And we'll be partakers of the most holy covenant with the book of life. We'll hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. See you next Sunday night. Pastor Buddy, WWCR. Yahweh bless.